Welcome to our Kartik Inspirations, day 30. Let us today reflect about the main theme of this month. It was to ask for grace, divine empowerment, mercy from Srimati Radharani, who is known as Urjeshwari, the goddess of all strengths. This asking for divine help or intervention is most likely to be fully reciprocated when one is free from any type of doubt that one's request will be answered. I would like to illustrate this. Imagine a mother has three boys. One is a small baby boy. The second is old enough to go to school and he plays with his friends in his free time. And the third, the oldest, is already working. However, the youngest son is completely dependent on the mother. He is asking for any small thing, the help of his mother. I would like to pose you a question. Who do you think gets the greatest attention? The boy who's working? The boy who's in school and playing with his friends? Or the first child, who is the youngest, who is dependent? I think the answer is obvious. The youngest gets the greatest amount of attention because it is he who asks for help and has no doubt that his mother will come. So in this way, we can say you're most likely to get a response and a reciprocation from Srimati Radharani when you first asked for her mercy and then do this in the mood that you don't have any doubt that it will be given. There's a famous saying, what have you got that you did not receive as a gift either from God or as a result of the help and prayers of others? All our spiritual advancement is a gift or the result of prayers. There's a beautiful prayer with which I would like to end this little Kartik inspiration. A prayer to Srimati Radharani. We will post the Sanskrit and also English for you so that you can also sing it along. Here it is. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madura Smitasyam Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram Tato Mamanyasti Katirna Kapi. Beautiful. I worship lotus-eyed Radha. I meditate on sweetly smiling Radha. And I glorify the supremely merciful Radha. She is the only goal of my life. I have no other goal. Radharani's worship because she's just so beautiful and throws her glances from her lotus eyes on those who seek her help. In meditation, a devotee thinks about the sweet smile of Radha And when he speaks about Srimati Radharani and glorifies her, he or she does so for her mercy. Yes, now the month of Kartik is turning slowly towards the end. I have a very important inspiration for the last day, tomorrow. How to carry on with the ecstasy. See you all tomorrow.